Researchers with the University of Maine, Dartmouth College, and the University of New Hampshire recently mingled with climbers at Mount McKinley's Cahiltna Base Camp. Their mission was not to reach the summit of Denali, but to find ice old enough to reveal climate history. Reporter Dina Hecker bought up with the scientists at base camp and has this story.
A team of scientists recently completed their third season searching for the perfect spot to collect ice core samples that would allow them a good look at how climate has changed in 1,000 years. Seth Campbell, a graduate student with the University of Maine and also a full-time environmental engineer with the Army Corps of Engineers, was part of the expedition and explains.
Our original advisor's goal was to find a new site to drill an ice core to look at the past 1,000 years of climate history.
The researchers have come to the Alaska Range to look for just that spot on Mount Russell, Cahiltna Glacier, and this year on Mount Hunter. The scientists still have to wait for the final results, but are pretty hopeful that they found what they are looking for on Cahiltna Pass and Mount Hunter. This project actually ballooned from work done in the St. Elias mountain range, where 15,000 years of data were found in a 300-meter core. Researchers found that ice cores not only contain climate change information, but also give us a clue about the migration of pollution.
There's a significant amount of pollution being transported across from Eurasia all the way to Alaska, lead pollution being an example of one of them. And the idea was to try to extrapolate what we have for information from the coastal mountain range suite more inland to see how far inland this pollution is coming. So it's not only a climate change debate, but it's also looking at pollution transport, and it becomes kind of a political debate as well in terms of, hey, you know, other countries are polluting U.S. soil in a way.
They also see the effects of stricter environmental laws in the ice.
You can see in the chemistry course changes as a result of changing policies from Clean Air Acts and whatnot. We see cleaner ice nowadays, which is good. So we're just trying to get an idea of scope of how much change has occurred in climate, which we can get from the ice core, as well as the pollution record.
The research is funded by the National Science Foundation and also the Park Service for their interest in studying receding glaciers. But what's in it for those of us who are not science buffs?
The average person can benefit from our research just by having a general idea that climate change is happening, you know, overall. And basically, you know, one of the reasons we look at ice cores is it maintains a spectacular long-term record of climate change. There's certainly changes that are occurring, and I think it's just important for people to be aware of that and to be ready for that. You know, I don't think it's necessarily a horrible thing. It can alter political structures, and it can alter basically everyone's experience in life. But yeah, it's just something to be aware of.
Reporting from Talkeetna, this is Diana Hecker.